This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 20th of June. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Shannon 1023 by 1800 Saturday. Low Northwest Bailey 994 losing its identity. High Biscay 1016 dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, 40s. Cyclonic, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Viking. Rain then showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Cromarty, otherwise southwest 3 to 5. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne, Dogger, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain at first, thundery in East Dogger. Good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, southwest 2 to 4, veering northwest 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. German Bight, Humber, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, thundery later, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers in south, fog patches in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northwest. Southeast Trafalgar, cyclonic mainly northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast. Fair, good. Northwest Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, showers, thundery later in west, fog patches in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, northwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Rockall. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4 at first in East Fair Isle, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Bailey and Faroes. Showers, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 3, 13 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 2, 19 miles, 1006, rising. Wick Automatic, south 2, 1007, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, recent rain, 9 miles, 1007, rising. Lookers, southwest 3, 27 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Boomer, south by west 2, 19 miles, 1009, now falling. Bridlington, east-northeast 2, 1011, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest 3, 1015, rising more slowly. Jersey, east-southeast 1, 16 miles, 1016, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 3, 1016. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 3, rain, 100 metres, 1013, rising slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest 4, fog, 100 metres, 1013, rising slowly. Aberporth, south 3, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Valley, south-southwest 5, slight drizzle, 1,300 metres, 1,011, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest 4, 27 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest by south 2, 27 miles, 1,012, rising. Ronaldsway, south 4, rain, 200 metres, 1,009, rising slowly. Malinhead, west-southwest 4, 19 miles, 1,009, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest 1, recent rain, 9 miles, 1,009, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 19th of June. The general situation: a front across England and Wales, bringing patchy rain and some coastal fog patches, will slowly move southeast and weaken as an area of high pressure builds across the United Kingdom over the weekend, giving predominantly settled conditions to most areas and light or moderate breezes. However, showers affecting some northern coastlines will be slow to die away. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4 becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later, occasional rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches developing in far south. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain or drizzle, mainly at first, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Fog patches at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches, becoming mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, becoming good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches, becoming mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, becoming good. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 or 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches at first, poor or very poor, becoming good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west or northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable mainly westerly or northwesterly at first, 2 to 4, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 3 or less at times in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the end of our schedule for another day. As always, in a few moments, we'll join the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night on this frequency. Radio 4 resumes this morning at 5:30 with Vijay Alice at the helm. On Radio 4 Extra next, there's a classic drama first broadcast in 1973 starring Edward D'Souza. 4 Days to Kill is Robert Barr's thriller about the battles of British intelligence officer Jim Nicholson in the world of Cold War espionage. And that's on Radio 4 Extra in a moment. Through the Night is underway on Radio 3 and about to start a performance of Martinu's The Epic of Gilgamesh, performed by the Berlin Radio Chorus and New Orchestra Basel, with conductor Christian Knussel at the Basel Martinu Days Festival. Jonathan Swain presents, and that's ahead shortly on Radio 3. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. From me, tonight's newsreader Andrew Peach, and the team at Radio 4, do have a cool and restful night. Good night.
At midnight GMT, welcome to the newsroom. I'm Keith Adams. There's a ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel, but it already looks shaky.
There was a ceasefire, but they didn't let us sleep at night. They started striking with artillery and rockets. They didn't respect anyone at all and began firing at civilians.
The US cuts funding to HIV programs in South Africa over treatment there of the white Afrikaan population.
The problem of HIV/AIDS in South Africa is the largest in any country that we can imagine, or by far.
Of course, we'll have the latest from the World Cup. And remember this theme tune?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You
we say goodbye to the man who made countless US sitcoms, including Cheers. First, though, a bulletin of world news.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. US officials say Israel and the Iranian-backed Lebanese militia Hezbollah have agreed a ceasefire. Despite the deal, Lebanese media reported several Israeli attacks since it came into effect. There are concerns that if violence continues between Israel and Hezbollah, it will undermine the agreement between Iran and the US to end their war. Charlotte Gallagher in Jerusalem explains why the ceasefire may already be faltering.
Israel has said it will not withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon while Hezbollah remains. Well, Hezbollah says it's not disarming while the IDF remains inside Lebanon. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is in a really difficult position. On one side, he's got Donald Trump saying the fighting inside Lebanon needs to stop, the talks need to continue with Iran, the peace deal needs to get going. But inside Israel, many of his political colleagues and a lot of the public want the offensive push into southern Lebanon